Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
8:45 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, July 21st. I saw an interesting story. For two things. First of all, I actually experienced it on Saturday, a Chinese restaurant on the West Bank that's been around for a long time and always had a ton of people there, eating in, take out. Servers running around like crazy, was takeout only. And I hadn't been there since the pandemic started. And the owner told me they just can't find people to work. And I just wondered about, well, boy, these people have been there for a long, long time. Where'd they go and what are they doing? And then I see a story from NPR saying workers are leaving jobs in restaurants, bars, and hotels at the highest rate in decades. The industry has 1.2 million unfilled jobs. And half of those people who've quit say they'll never go back, talking about high stress, no benefits, and aggressive customers. Tommy Satanovich, our friend Jones, joins us now, owner of Drago's, to talk about all this. How you doing, Tommy?
Oh, it's just doing fine, you know, just living the dream, having a good time working, enjoying family, and one day at a time.
That's all you can do. What are you experiencing with longtime employees? I'm just wondering about that because it was a China doll in a West Bank, and I saw waitresses that have been there for years and years. It's like, well, where'd they go and what are they doing?
You know, I can't speak for them in particular.
Right.
And you hear stories like that every day, all day. And then then there's other stories as well. You know, I can tell you for Drago's, we definitely have more employees. We most of our employees stay. We don't flip a lot of employees. We're very, very fortunate. Now, I've got some restaurant, like our downtown restaurant, we need, a little bit more help than maybe our Metairie. We can be a little bit more picky and choosy about who we hire now. As, a few months ago, you just had to take a warm body. The workforce is definitely a better situation for us now than it was. Now, we have to pay, we're paying more, per hour. It's a challenge being in our business today. You know, being a restaurateur right now is very, very difficult, whether you're China Doll and you're really struggling to get employees, or if you're fortunate like I am and have enough employees. That's only one facet of the problems that we're facing. I mean, we've got cost of goods that are going through the roof right now. And when you work, like most restaurants, on very, very tight margins, that just makes a whole nother problem and issue that challenge that, we in the business have to take, because, how much of the cost can we absorb before we pass it on to the consumer?
Well, between the market forces driving up wages, between the increased cost of goods, it's going to end up costing us more. And I'm not talking about your places particularly, Tommy, but in general, we can look
all restaurants
and inflation as well. We can look for the price of eating out going up.
No two ways about it. It's a challenge that every single restaurant, even fast food places, everybody's going to have to make some decisions at some point, not whether or not they're going to raise prices, but how much they're going to raise prices, and or in some cases, taking certain things off the menu. I mean, jumbo lump crab meat right now, something that we used to pay a little over a year ago in the $20, $21, $22 range, now is over $45 a pound. We're making a decision that we're going to probably take jumbo lump crab meat off of our menu for the short time because I can't charge $30 for a salad. It's crazy.
We take a break, pick it up here. We come back. One other thing I want to talk to you about, Tommy, when we return is that power outage downtown. And Eric, we'll talk about it next hour with a man who studies this for a living, and animals, believe it or not, cause a lot of problems with a lot of power grids throughout the country and the world. And I just want to know how challenging that was for you downtown, and were you able to just close up? Did you have to, were you able to work? Did you have to shut down, et cetera? And if you have any examples, I don't know anybody's name or anything, of longtime employees that just didn't come back, and if you found out where they went and what they're doing. 850, 10 till 9, time for traffic now on WWL. 855, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking to our friend Tommy Satanovich, owner of Drago's, who does, I didn't say this before, and I know you don't like me to say it, but Tommy does more good in this area with the donations he makes, and he's always there when somebody asks him for something, and I know you don't like credit for that, but you deserve it. Tell me about downtown with the power outage. How did that affect things?
Well, you know, restaurateurs are really, really resilient people, and most of the restaurants, especially in the uptown area where that was affected, those are mostly mom and pop restaurants. They're hardworking people. And everybody does their little thing and do different things, whether it's bring a generator in, whether it's like you guys, you know, WWL yesterday muddled through, you know, your issues, mm-hmm. With the sound, and you know, they just muddle their way. They make it happen. They take care of their customers. That's what we do naturally. I don't care if it's a power outage or if it's a boil water order. These guys are, you know, mom and pops, and they work hard, and they do what it takes to get it done.
Did it affect you downtown? I'm trying to see if you were on the grid or not.
Very little. No, we're in the Hilton Hotel, so we're a little bit. We were fine.
Okay. When it comes to, and I don't want you to violate anybody's confidence or anything, but just as an anecdote of somebody, do you have any employees that were with you for a long, long time and they went away and they're not coming back? And do you know what they went to do?
Yeah, there's one guy in particular, one of our rock star, really rock star waiters in Metairie, worked for us for many years and worked up until we closed for COVID and got hit with COVID. And since then, and he's currently not back, and I promise you we miss him because you always want especially good servers because those are the ones that reach out and touch our customers. This gentleman in particular now is driving a bus. He is a school bus driver. He switched careers. He enjoys what he's doing right now. He is a very religious person. It gives him an opportunity to promote his faith a little bit more. And the hours, instead of working nights, he's now working mornings. And he's very happy doing it. Quite honestly, if I had to guess, I don't think it was a money thing with him. I think it was just it was time for him to make a change of life, a lifestyle, and seen him a couple times since then. He appears to be very, very happy. He's just a nicer person as he was before. And you know, we have another really good back of the house employee in one of our other restaurants that did not come back, but he's now working for another restaurant. But now he's a manager. You know, so he's in our industry, and you know, our industry does a really good job of promoting from within, and he got the benefit of moving on to another company and is now in a management role, and hopefully one day I'm going to get him back as a manager for us.
How worried are you about this second wave of variant and people getting vaccinated, and what are you hearing from the industry? Because ain't nobody wants to go back to the way it was before.
Yeah, and our industry, we're struggling right now with vaccination rates in our industry across the board, just as we are in our families. You know, I've got family members that are vaccinated. I have family members that choose not to be vaccinated. But what we do, we do a pre-shift for both front of the house and back of the house every day. And, you know, I've instructed our managers to make sure they tell our employees a couple facts. You know, the fact is the vast majority of all healthcare professionals, nurses, administrators, people that are professionals about healthcare and know are way smarter than I am about health and healthcare. They have taken the shot. They know there's a reason why they've taken the shot, because they know it's better for them. The other fact we tell people, you know, there's a huge increase right now these last 2 or 3 weeks. Right now it looks like it's going to get bigger. How big, we don't know. But we make sure that they know that the people that are hospitalized and the people that are dying today from it, the vast majority of those people are non-vaccinated people. And we ask our staff to just put two and two together and make the right decision.
Tommy, as you're talking to you, man, you are a boon to the community. You're a treasure, and we appreciate you. Thanks for coming
As
on.
You are, sir. As you
oh,
are, sir. Loading information
that.
Is all. Great talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Tommy, taking a break. Coming back, we're going to talk about hacks from the Chinese and other places here on WWL.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.